take it what you sent me was a draft order?
Yeah.
Okay.
Greetings.
Greetings. Have you heard any more from her?
I had a phone call about 2.5 hours ago. She anticipates being here. That's my best. She knows about it. She called me and said she would be here. I can only assume that she's on her way.
I'm not going to wait forever.
You're going to have to speak. I don't wear hearing aids since I have these on. Because
I'm not going to wait forever.
I understand, sir.
Well, I have the recording on, so whenever you're ready.
Oh, you have it going?
Yeah, okay. Just so we can document whatever.
What time is it?
5:05.
I'll make one phone call.
She indicated she was coming?
Pardon?
She did indicate she was coming?
Yes, she said she would be here.
Okay.
And the front door is unlocked, the left, the right side, excuse me. Left this way, right when you're on the outside. I unlocked it.
Can I scroll this, or this is yours? I can't scroll it, can I? Can you go to the next section?
To 4? So you probably don't want to see dangerous buildings.
No. Okay, so go back up. No, go back up. Sorry. All right, that's fine. So E is what I think we're after.
Yeah.
E.
On the voicemail. Hi, I'm Ms. Love. This is Kurt at North Salt Lake City. The meeting is about to commence. I'm hoping you're on your way. If you are, please call back right away so I can postpone this hearing. Lightly, call me back. Thank you. see the entrance, can you, Judge? That way I won't turn my back and sit here. Call came in at 15:35. That was 1:35.
Well, it's 10 after, so. And she didn't respond to your voicemail?
I went to voicemail, I left the voicemail.
Should we just proceed without them?
Well, she called from a different number. I can tell that because it's a block number. Well, it could be hers. I don't know. It's a block number on my phone.
I think we proceed. It's 10 after. So I'll go ahead and open it, I guess. I mean, if you're willing to wait for a while, I am.
I'm not.
The only disadvantage to not waiting is I have another 30 days to wait.
No, because we can just give her an order.
Only if I postpone it and you renotice it.
I'm sorry, Judge. I couldn't hear.
Well, we'll discuss it on the record. So.
Okay.
I
grab that memo off the printer. I didn't print that one. Thank you.
Are you ready, Sherry?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'll call the matter. I'm opening the hearing on, pursuant to the agenda, on case number N19-01013, regarding Elisa Love and Chad Terry at 71 East, 250 North, regarding violations of City Code Section 4-2-2, 10-1-42, and 10-6-21. I don't know if you'd call them defendants or just the party in having been cited, is not in attendance. So we'll enter their default. I'll go ahead and enter an order on default. The order will consist of granting the crest the city has asked for. I do have one question. Did they remedy the property from the last order that we issued?
Yes.
So it was temporarily remedied?
Temporarily.
Okay. Okay, so the order will be that the property owners are in violation of City Code Section 4-2-2 and 4-2-4. They've defaulted on those violations. The City of North Salt Lake is authorized to enter the property and abate the remaining violations and assess the property owner the cost of the abatement. City will give the property owner notice of no less than 7 days prior to acting on the abatement order. A civil penalty of, let's just make sure, let's see. The compliance deadline was 8/16, 10 days after the date of notice. And today is the 16th, that's 30 days. Is this Ms. Love?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry. Let me get your face here.
Okay, we'll go off the record for just a minute here.
We have to distance. If you would take that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Totally. Well, she could come up to the microphone, too.
Okay, are you, let's go back on the record then. Are you Miss Love?
Yes.
I think we met over a year ago, or close to a year ago, last October, November, December, for the last hearing. If you'd like to come up to the podium, if you'd like to make any statements. Since you were late, I went ahead and entered your default, and I intend to grant the request the city has asked for, but I'm happy to hear. I'm happy to hear anything you have to say.
I try to get here on time. I took some pictures of my yard. That gate that fell, I mean, that's been gone for a while now.
Can you speak into the microphone so they'll be on the record?
I think at given this distance, you can take off your mask so you can talk into the microphone.
Okay. The gate that fell, the one you were talking about, the one when you're facing the house that's on the left? Yeah, that's gone completely. It's been gone for quite a while. The whole side, I have pictures, but I don't know if I can approach you if I put this on or how you feel about that.
Well,
I could show Kurt.
Why don't you tell me the condition of the property and okay. what you think is.
There's
the
only one violation still in place, and I actually called Kurt about it today.
You say there's one violation
there
still
is.
In place? What's that violation?
It's the unlicensed vehicle, but we're getting. He was supposed to text me the parts that he was replacing. Something with the ignition and something else. I don't remember what it's called. And we plan on putting it in the garage tomorrow, like, or at the next day at the latest. Like, we're gonna. So that will be. That's the only violation that's on the paper that is still currently. I mean, we even cleaned up our like branches and crap from. But that's the only one, and I would really appreciate not having a fine because I'm poor. I'm sure everybody says that, but
okay.
Yeah, but that's the only one, and it is still there. We've been trying to figure something out, but he found a couple parts. It's a Ram Charger 83, I want to say. Anyway, it doesn't have very. It's hard to find the parts for it. Like to replace, you know, but he found some, and so he thinks he can get them. He was gonna get them today, but I had to come here, so he's gonna get them tomorrow, next day at the latest, and we're gonna put it in the garage. It will be out of sight, it'll be covered and on a hard surface, and that's the only violation still
okay.
in place right now, but yeah. Sorry. That's all.
Okay, all right. If you don't have anything else, then I'll let the city talk to me. How's that?
I don't have anything else.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Imig.
Judge,
yeah.
Do you have a photo on the screen?
Use that microphone, yeah.
Kurt Imig for North Salt Lake City Code Enforcement.
Mr. Imig, if you could take your mask off, at least for talking into the mic, that would be helpful to me. I can't understand you.
Kurt Imig, IMIG, North Salt Lake City Code Enforcement. My request would be to post the photos starting with, I believe it's 7:13 as the first photo. The final photo is September 14, I believe. If we could have those on screen, and I can ask questions to see whether or not the compliance has been achieved.
A few.
Sorry, I This is the photo taken on 7/23 of 2020, where the Dodge is parked in the driveway back near the garage. The gate has been destroyed and removed. That is one of the violations that she is talking about. It is still a violation, to my knowledge, as of the 14th of September.
No gate in front of the vehicle or the vehicle, or both?
Both. No gate and the vehicle still in the same position.
Okay.
If you go to the south side of the property, the next complaint is the debris that has remained from the fencing. This has transitioned over a period of time. This is showing 7/23. If you'll go forward to the this month of September,
it's not moving. It just keeps repeating the same pictures. Which, like on the 4th?
I think the 4th might do. I can't tell from here.
There's August 5th.
August, they started putting posts on the side of the garage back here. The debris is still on the south side of the residence. If you, and again, I would go to the photos of the 14th of September.
Oh, okay. You had a lot of photos, so.
I tend to take a lot.
I did review the photos that were sent in the file.
The material that is still there, you can see if you look on this photo, to the right, very right, which is the south side, it's the debris that has been removed from the fence that is still in partial front yard and backyard of the property. And that is the second case, or second cause for action.
Head frame leading up against the window?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what?
No, in the... Behind this tree, there's a maple tree here, and just behind that, on the north side of the steel post, you can see wood panels that have been discarded from the old fencing material and not removed. That is the debris that is still on the property visible from the street.
Can you go back to the other side of the, is there a 9 foot, yeah, okay, all right. So the vehicle's still there and the debris.
Nothing has moved in the last 30 days, sir. That's my last photo. And you're welcome to share those as the judge allows.
I'm happy to see any photos that you have.
Talk to the judge, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we really need the on the mic.
It's probably better for the record.
I don't mean any disrespect, sorry.
No, not at all. I'm not offended.
No, but he has
yes,
to hear.
Yes, correct. Yes. Sorry about that. Okay. So my neighbor is putting up a fence, and he started taking down our panels. But I did move all the panels with the exception of one. And you brought that to my attention because I said there was only one violation still in place. With that, there's two, because there is one panel that I didn't move yet, but I am going to. It's right in front of, on the side yard where the posts are for the new fence. It's between the house and the front, front of the house and those posts. It's just one panel, though. I've moved all the others. Can't see all the, I am going to move that one. Dave said that the guys are going to come build the fence. Oh, see, I'm doing it. I'm talking to him again. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Judge. My neighbor said he's going to have people are coming tomorrow to actually finish the fence. So that panel should definitely be gone because the fence, see, I keep doing it. The fence will be put up tomorrow. So that panel will be gone. But I forgot about that when I said there was only one violation. So I was incorrect, because that is still, there's one panel still there right now.
Okay.
And I didn't want to lie. And then trying to think. But I do have other photos. I don't know if you're interested.
You can show them to me if you want. It won't make a difference at this point in time, because you've indicated some remedial action has occurred. And I'll give the city the opportunity to verify that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I'll issue an order, unless you have something else you'd like to add.
I would like to find out, are the panels discarded and removed from the property, or are they stored on the property?
I have them in my garage because I'm using some of the wood for a different project. But we got a wood chipper, and we're chipping up a lot of the wood. Because of the storm, we got it. So now, any of the little pieces of wood or the things that we're not using, we're going to run through it.
With that, I would like to ask for a time that I could do an inspection to make sure that it has been complied with.
All right, I think that's the appropriate approach. And so I'll issue an order. I'll revise. Let's scratch what we said earlier, and we'll start over. The decision will be that the property is still in violation, as Ms. Love has conceded, in violation of sections 42-2 and 42-4 with regard to debris on the property and an abandoned vehicle. I'll issue the abatement order. The city is authorized to go in and abate the violations and assess the cost to the landowner. The city will give the property owner no less than 7 days prior notice. And I'll issue a civil penalty. We issued a penalty last time of $200. I issued a civil penalty of $200 last time. That was in December. The city has indicated that remedial action had been done, at least in part, maybe most of it, after that order. But now these are new violations. So in light of that, I'll issue a civil penalty of $500 for the violations. And if you can establish with the city that the actions have been remediated and remediated completely within 10 days, then we'll waive that fee of $500. If they're not remediated within completely to the city's approval within 10 days of today, that's 10 calendar days, then that civil penalty will stand, and the order of abatement stands in any event in the city's discretion. If at any time the remediation doesn't occur, as she's indicated it will, the city can go in and abate the nuisance. Any questions? It's unfortunate to have to issue a civil penalty, but I think maybe that's the proper way to motivate getting remedial action. So there are no other questions. I'll enter that order, and this hearing's closed. And I wish you luck. That's fine. I wish you luck going forward and suggest you remediate the problem, or it's just going to get more expensive. I will mention that the penalties can go on per day up until a $5,000 penalty. So all the city has to do is report that remediation has not occurred within 10 days. They can re-notice this hearing and request additional penalties. So it's in your interest to remediate the property. Okay, thanks. This hearing is closed.
Did you want me to change anything else on this or just go ahead and print it?
Just as I dictated.
Just with the 501, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll print that for you.
Well, there are a couple of things. The date, there were some dates.
Okay. I missed that one.
And civil penalty. So just here. We're just going to stop that right there. Okay, so that will be deleted. And then I would add number 9, Ms. Love appeared and indicated partial remediation had occurred. Okay. So the property in violation authorized on, okay. Civil penalty of $800.
Of $500.
I mean $500.
Okay. And then I put that in and put 5 days there. $500.
5 days of penalty, $100 a day, yep. And then the penalty to be waived?
I wrote, if the violation has been remediated by September 26, 2020, the civil penalty will be waived. Should I put that as prior to, and should I give him to the 27th?
You say on or before.
Okay.
No, it's 26th is 10 days.
Okay.
Say on or before 26th. Only, I would put only.
Well, that's why I'm throwing the door open.
Up here. Only if the violation is, just so there's no question. Okay. That makes sense?
Yep. Those copies, and then you have a copy. We'll have a copy and copy.
This is the old one. I'm sorry.
Oh, did I mess it up?
I should have looked over the whole. I thought that had the.
I thought I did. I thought I fixed that.
What's the date today?
16th.
Okay, so SIPs 2020.
I'm falling down on my game.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're doing just fine.
Out of practice. I'm out of practice.
Then on the 26th, that's the drop dead date. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm telling you, plan for 5 days and know that I will not be merciful on the 26th.
Okay. Probably. Hopeful too, if remediation does not occur by 9/26/20. The city may renotice, that's what that word is, renotice this matter and seek additional penalties. I said that too. So. Yeah, you want to do it as same way you did up here, September 26th. After that zero and lowercase the O. I'm picky, aren't I?
Just like an English teacher. Okay.
Well, I did teach.
Oh, good.
Taught college English for years, a couple years. Working on a master's in English.
There you go.
The city may re-notice this matter and seek additional penalties.
Oops.
And then let's go up and see if there's a period.
I put the period up there.
Oh, did you? Okay, good. That was it. Like a nice guy. I don't think she needs a nice guy. I think she needs motivation. But that's what the penalties are for. So.
One for you can deliver this one tomorrow, and I'll put the other one in the file.
Does this require a signature?
No.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
That was easy.
We had more trouble uploading all the stuff than as long as this hearing was, huh?